The Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara has the following halacha. The person that makes his matzah l'shem chalas toida rekik enozir, when it comes to certain kabbonis, the kabbonis have also what's called matzah, something that looks like a matzah as well. He makes that matzah, but not l'shem the matzah of yomti, but the matzah of a toida, of a korban toida, and the rekik, or the matzah for a korban nozir. That's what his intent is when he made the matzah. And Chazal tells us, the Mishnah says that it's the matzah is not good for Pesach. You can't use it. If a person, however, makes it, he'll make whatever it happens, whatever comes from it. If it's going to be needed for Pesach, fine. If it's going to be needed for Toydus, it's fine. That is kosher. You make a decision later on down the road. But if you make it clearly for the intent of making it for a Korban Toydah, for a Roki Shal Nozir, it's not a kosher matzah for the mitzvahs halaylu. The Gemara says, Milan immediately, how do we know that this is so? That a person has intent for a matzah which is not matzah Shal Pesach, but matzah Shal Toydah, that it's not going to be kosher? Omer Rabbi, the Omer Krah, the Pesach says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos." Heed or watch, guard those matzos. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. It means you have to have a matzah which was watched and guarded l'shem matzah, the tzarich of a matzah. He says, "Yotze sazu." This excludes this particular matzah. She'ein mishtameres l'shem matzah l'shem zovech. A person thinks in terms of making the matzah for the korban. Obviously, he doesn't think about making it for the leil haseder. If he doesn't have intent of the leil haseder, the halacha is that the matzah isn't kosher. So it's built on the pasuk "Ushmartem es hamatzos." Heed or guard those matzahs, and it speaks about a certain amount of intent. We'll call it the shmo, the shei matzahs mitzvah. Anyone who walks into the bakery hears this is what this is the refrain we hear time and again. The shei matzahs mitzvah. We want the workers to do the matzah. The shei matzahs mitzvah because of this dinu shmartem as matzahs. Heed or watch those matzahs. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef somewhat different. Amar Krah, the pasuk says shivas yom matzahs teichelu. Eat matzahs for 7 days. That is to say, you make a matzah which is there for a 7 day period. He says, matzahs hanachelus l'neshivas yomim. This comes to tell us a matzah which is eaten for 7 days. Yotze tzazu, talking about a matzah which was made for the korban toydah or for the nozer, she'ein hanachelus l'neshivas yomim l'yom b'layla. We know if this matzah will be established as part of the korban, you'll be limited to the amount of time you can do with this matzah because it gets the status of the korban, which means it only can be eaten for yom b'layla. That's it. Chazal tell us that Rabbi Yosef indeed is talking about the same drosha of a rabba, that we say Ushmartem Zamatzah Zachi of Shimur L'Shei Matzah. The question is a different drosha. Ushmartem Zamatzah does the job for itself, or do we say Ushmartem Zamatzah has to be based on the pasuk of Shiva Siyomim Matzah Techel? Rashi explains in Afkimin Allah Alochim. He says, according to Rabba, Ushmartem Zamatzah, for one but to have the kavonah of both Matzah and the Toidah, he takes it and says, I'm making this for Matzah and Toidah. My intent is for both of those two. Rabbi says it would be perfectly fine because after all you did think about a matzah shal leil haseder. That's what you had in mind. Ushmartem as a matzah has been done. Rabbi Yosef says anytime you include a kavana which will be a limiting factor, which is the kavana of a matzah shal toido, that will ruin your thought for matzah shal mitzvah. Matzah's mitzvah at that evening is really something which could extend for 7 days. The kavana of a korban toido is one which is limited, so you've changed the lishma of the matzah. That's the nafkin of the halacha. So we were to ask the question, the person makes a matzah with both things intended, both matzah's mitzvah and matzah's toida. According to Rashi, it's clearly kosher. You pass it according to Rabba. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's not. The Rambam puts down this halacha perik. Fov, chomis matzah, halacha test. It says as follows. He made these chalas for himself. Ain yoytzin behen. You're not yoytzin the mitzvahs matzah shenema. Ushmartem es hamatzis. One should watch the matzis. Matzah mishtameres linyan matzah b'vad. He she yoytzin bo. Aval zush mishtameres linyan zevach. Ain yoytzin bo. Interesting. It says very clearly that you have to have the intent necessarily l'shem matzah. If one has the intent l'shem matzah and l'shem toid, it will not be good. We have a clear machloikas Rambam Rashi. If one has two kavanas when he makes this matzah, let's try our best first to understand this. One mahalach to understand the machlokes Rambam and Rashi. So again, just to make this clear, the person makes matzah and he has when he makes the matzah intent for both the toida and matzah's mitzvah. Thinks both kavanas, whether it's practically liable is possible is irrelevant. This is what we're talking about: thinking both of those kavanas. According to Rashi, that is shitas Rabba, and the matzah is a kosher matzah. Hashem, according to the Rambam, it's not a kosher matzah. You cannot use it for Leil HaSeder. What exactly is the point here? It's interesting, Mahalach brought down, some Achronim touched upon this Mahalach. We're talking about the din of Lishma and Matzah. What is the din Lishma and Matzah? We find the concept of Lishma, thinking about doing it, the Shem Mitzvah, a number of other places. For example, one has to make the or, the leather of a Sefer Torah, Lishma. Lishem Kedusha is a Sefer Torah. You have to work it, you have to be ma'abid it, you make all the ibud ha'or, l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. And if you don't, that or is posel, that or is not kosher. There's halacha l'shma when it comes to a get, for example. A get has to bring l'shma, l'shem isha, l'shem geirush, and there are halachas of how you write a get. And if it lacks the kivun, the kavon of that l'shma, the get is a get posel. You find the concept of l'shma which makes something, renders something unfit. It's not what it's supposed to be. When the Torah discusses a get, it means a get written lishma. The Torah discusses the ur used for a sefer Torah. It has to be an ur which is mu'ubad, which is worked out lishma. We have a matzah here where you're supposed to work lishma. You're supposed to do have the intent of lishma, make that matzah into a matzah. It's an interesting argument. The Rif brings down a case scenario where one is stuck with one kezayis matzah, not more than one kezayis matzah. What does he do with one kezayis matzah? Says the Rif that a person eats it. Heicha, the less like kula seudasa. The person only has one. Here it is. He only has one kezayis matzah. What does he do? Does he eat the meal? Ochel bereishem heicha lemitzer. He eats first matzah she'ein shmur. He has one kezayis of matzah shmur. Excuse me. He has more than one kezayis of matzah, but he has one kezayis of matzah shmur, which was indeed a matzah was a shomur at the time. It had to be shomur. He says he takes it first. He eats matzah shen shmur, and he makes the brach ma'itzilach menorah to the b'soif mevorach al kezayis the minter. At the end of his meal, he takes that kezayis and he makes the brichas asher kitchanu al achilas matzah, and he eats that matzah v'ochel mevorach amorer then morer, and he eats the morer v'hoder korich matzah u'morer v'ochel b'loy bracha. He then goes ahead and he makes kricha, the kricha as we know, and he eats that without a bracha. This is the Rif speaking. The Ran points out that we started off saying he has only one kezayis matzah of shomer. Matzah shmur, he has one kezayis matzah. He eats that kezayis matzah, and afterwards he speaks about the kricha. He says nothing about the kricha being shomer. It would seem to indicate, says the Ran, that the Rif is of the opinion that you cannot have, you don't have to have a matzah shmur for the kricha of matzah umor. In other words, you have one single kezayis. You make the kezayis first. You make the mechilas matzah. You then follow with morer and the kericha. And there he says again, you take the kezayis matzah, indicating that that is not the matzah shmura, and use that for kericha. That's how he describes the mitzvah, with that single kezayis. The Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says very clearly, a person only has one. Perek Ches, Aloch Yidimul, Chomes HaMatzah, the Rambam says, Mi she'en le'matzah mishomeres al kezayis. כשגוי מסעודוס ממצה שאין המשומרס, מבורך לכי לזמצה, ואויך לא עושה כזייס, ואין את הים אחר אוף כלום. It says nothing about the kairuch afterwards. The indication being quite clear that we have the halach of having matzah shmura for krich as well. The Rav Magad points out that indeed there's an argument between the Rambam and the Rif whether or not there's a din of matzah shmura for the kairuch or not. Now we know we eat the kairuch because the zeichel in Midash Kehillah has all these halachis, but the Rif seems to indicate that it does not have the matzah shmura. The Rambam seems to indicate it does. Make the kricha before and do what you want, the matzah shein shmura, and leave the last kezayis for an afikoyman, for everything you've eaten, the matzah shmura, you'll be able to the mitzvah, is the last kezayis you eat at the meal. That's what the Rambam describes it, and you don't go further than that. The Rav Magid points out this discrepancy, and there's no beer to this machloikis, but the Mefarshim say as follows. In the din of lishma, we can approach it two ways. Either when the Torah says, Ushmartim is hamatzis, as we're talking about, there's a need to watch those matzahs. There's a din lishma on the matzah. This could be descriptive of what a matzah is. The matzah shall oisa halayla is supposed to be a matzah lishma. If the matzah was indeed not done lishma, it's not a piece of matzah. Of course, it's unleavened bread, that's what it is. But the matzah the Torah describes is something we call matzah sheshomu, shmatzah shmura, is matzah. If that's the case, anything other than that isn't matzah. Or matzah that you could be yotzei mitzvahs with oisa halayla. It's not an isra chometz, understandably, you're not eating chometz, but the din is just like by a get. If it lacks lishma, it is no get. Just like by a sefer Torah, if it lacks lishma, it's no or in the sefer Torah. So too, when it comes to a matzah shaloisa alayla, it lacks the lishma. It isn't matzah to be yotzei mitzvahs matzah with. If it's not matzah, understandably, anything you try to do with this mitzvah salayla won't get you too far. It isn't a matzah shal mitzvah salayla. As I say, again, it's not leavened bread, it's not chometz, but matzah it's not. There's another way of understanding din lishma when it comes to matzah. It's different from the halachas that we speak about when it comes to gittin and the like. We're talking about the din lishma being a din of how you're supposed to have done that matzah. Matzah is matzah. Anything which is unleavened bread in the form of matzah is indeed matzah. When it comes, however, to the din of the mitzvah salayla, what you're supposed to do the mitzvah with, there's certain tznoi in the Torah said, this mitzvah has to be done in a way where you had lishma, you thought lishma, you acted lishma while making that matzah. But in no way does it affect the status of the matzah. The Torah says, ve'erev teichlu matzahs, or shivas yamim matzahs teichelu, it means matzah. Without a lishma, without this intent. However, this new aloch, u'shmartem es ha-matzahs, the Torah tells us very clearly, u'shmartem es ha-matzahs, there's a din of shmira. Oh, very nice. Have you now redefined what matzahs look like? Or have you said that at a certain time, to be yotze, be'erev teichlu matzahs, needs to be a kazayis matzah, that at the time of the ibud, the time of making this matzah was indeed shomer l'shem mitzvah. So that's the question. So the question, there are those who understand the machloikas, the Rif and the Rambam as follows. The Rif says, matzah is matzah is matzah. The fact that you have a chiyuv to have a lishma when it comes to the mitzvah of erech teichlu matzah is true. It's indicated and says that if you have a kazayis matzah which was done lishma, indeed this kazayis is lishma more than the rest of your zeisa, but it's all matzah. So when it comes to the kazayis matzah, you take that, you eat it, that's what you need to have. But you have matzah for kricha. The Rif could follow and speak about the din of kricha and say, there's a din of matzah. Al matzah is imroim yochluhu, will say that doesn't mean the matzah of v'isa al-layla. It means take matzah and mora and be kricha with the korban pesach b'yachad and make the kricha. So a kazayis of matzah she'eino shmura is matzah nonetheless. You've done everything you've got to do. Make the kricha. The Rambam, however, understands that the din lishma and matzah is something which defines the matzah. And as long as you don't have lishma and matzah, you have no matzah. The entire discussion of matzahs in the context of Pesach, Bechlolius, broadly, we'll soon see what that means, is inclusive only to matzahs which are done lishma. The matzah which isn't done lishma, true, you can't define it as chametz, true, it's not bread, it's something we'll describe as a matzah, but because it didn't have the condition, this term known as lishma, while it was made, it simply isn't a matzah. Says the Rambam, you can't be yotzei karech with that. If you have a single kazayis of matzah lishma, meaning only one kazayis of ibud lishma, of asiya lishma, you take that, that's your final kazayis, that's the only kazayis, you'll be yotzei mitzvah salayla, everything else is irrelevant, you don't have any shaychus to that. Now, I'm sorry?
The kazayis only b'shas, one mitzvah to this matzah, karech doesn't.
That's what he says. In other words, as long as the matzah, the din is two halachas, you'll understand the mitzvah of achilas al matzah ben michlu is halacha, which is not halacha of achilas matzah. There's a tanai in the Korban Pesach called eat it with matzah. You have to eat it with matzah, but matzah has to be lishma. If it's not lishma, you have nothing here at all, right? According to that's the Rif's understanding. But we have a matzah. As long as you have a matzah, it's mitzvah. Mitzvah achilas matzah. Erev teichlu matzah is not al matzah ben michlu. It's two halachas. So the erev teichlu matzah is where the Torah says v'shmartem es ha-matzah. Those matzahs you eat this evening. Alts mitzvahs matzah needs the ibud lishma according to the Rif. According to the Rambam, it's broader, it's descriptive of what matzah is. Okay?
And also, the kim tonight can be even b'shasta, making the matzah even though
that's day before. Why not? In the lishma, the question, we'll soon see what goes into the lishma. What point b'shasta, tzir, b'shasta, lishma, and many stages along the way. But I have a way of anything I do to get to the matzah. Your question is, in oyer.
I'll say, even the matzah mitzvah is, I'll say that. The matzah being made
the day
before.
Okay.
It can still be a
tanya mitzvah. Why not? As long as the mitzvah is made, the day of lishma. In Sukkah Yishana, for example, we'll speak about it later on. Sukkah Yishana. The Sukkah made Shalei L'Shem Sukkah. Machlag is B'sham Yisil, look at a Sukkah, we'll see. So if you make it in the middle of the year, L'Shem Sukkah, it has no chisaron, as long as holds it may be, because it's made for that. The time is not a factor. It's done.
It's also positive to make
Sukkah. Lishma, 100%. According to B'sham, it is that. We'll see what it is over here soon. When we get closer to what we want to have over here.
Kind of
a grub, very good. First question, beautiful. Very good. First order. Take the order. I mean, that was the worst I was going to ask, but that's the first one to say now. Okay. We're taking an approach to the Rambam, but the Rambam tells us, according to what we're saying now, the Rambam says that a matzah, which is not v'ubed lishmo, is not called a matzah b'chal. Again, it's not an issa shal chometz, but it's not called a matzah b'chal. First order. well-known Shita Sakura, the Gra tells us that there was a halacha, there is a halacha, that although Laila Rishayim Shal Pesach is Choyva, but the rest of the days of Sukkis, excuse me, of Pesach are not Choyva. The halacha, the rest of the days of Pesach are halachas of you eat the matzah, you're Yoytzi, Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah, says the Goyim. When it says Shivas Yom Matzah Techelu, it seems to indicate there's a key in Mitzvah, Achilat Matzah, Meshach Shivas Yom. Two things here. We talk about the first night, which is Choyva, the rest of the days seem to be Rishus, or according to the Goyim, Kiyum Shal Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. Now, not everyone agrees. There are those who say that if you eat Matzah the rest of the days of Pesach, you have not done any Mitzvahs at all. It's very nice. Eat Matzah, enjoy the Matzah, but you're not doing any Mitzvahs. So the Goyim takes the position that there's a Kiyum, Mitzvah Kiyumis we call it. Not Chiyumis, but rather Kiyumis, that your Achilas Matzah and Meshach Yimei Achag are all Kiyumis Shal Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah. The Goyim was makbet to eat Matzah Shmura throughout the rest of the days. Now, if we understand that, we'll take the position of the Goy, of the Rambam, the way we're understanding it. Matzah Shmura means to say that only that is Matzah. That and only that is Matzah. So we understand the Goy and Shita, you want to do Mitzvah's Matzah, Meshach Yimei Achag, you need to have Matzah Shmura. You eat Matzah, which is not Shmura, you haven't been over Yisrael Shal Chometz, but nonetheless, you have indeed done Mitzvah Shal Matzah. We'll say there is no distinction at this point between the first night and the rest of them, because this is today descriptive of what matzah is. According to the Rambam, that he says that al matzah mei michlu, we have to have matzah. To be mekayim mitzvahs, you have to have matzah. So the going eight for the kiyumis matzah shmuru throughout Pesach. It's interesting. The Chayyadim brings this twice. The halacha of eating matzah shmuru throughout Pesach twice. When he speaks about the mistakes people make and the chumras that they do, shaloi kedin, his example is that, for example, a person who eats matzah shmura the entire Pesach. He then later on brings the goyim that is mechutin the Vilna goyim ate matzah shmura entire Pesach. Ah, the reason he did that, says the Chayyodom, is because he held that the matzah which is shomer was literally more well done. In other words, as far as the shimur, as far as chimut, as far as chashash shalisser, it had that maila too. So as when you're watching the matzahs, there are two things to do. And you're mekayim medin, but besides that, you're being careful as far as it's being avoiding chimutz. He says the reason the going was marked with shayim meisachach to idafti matzah shmura because he felt the matzah which is shom b'shas ktsira was matzah which was probably better as far as the heroes of Yisr Chometz is concerned, but not because you need matzah shmura. That's how the Chayyada presents the Shita Sagra. It's interesting. The Pula Sochir and the Damesek Eliezer both disagree with the Chayyada. They say that the going was makbid to eat matzah shmura shayim meisachach and needed matzah shmura dafke. Now Shita Sarambam. In other words, it seems to be a very subtle difference here. We have matzah throughout the rest of the days. According to the Goyim, if we say our understanding of the Rambam, that matzah is only considered Rambam insofar that it's done lishma, and anything less than that, anything that matzah isn't matzah. So it comes out the Goyim is understood to be eating matzah shmur throughout the days because he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah those days, and he can only do it by way of eating matzah shmur, according to some of the mafarshim of the Goyim. What's Shita Sarambam? It's a fascinating Rambam that you speak about. Again, there's no time to go through each one of these pratim, but the Rambam in Perek Hey Hilchas Sukkah, of all places, Halacha. The Rambam says as follows. It says, when you're talking about eating, yes, I'm sorry. Eating the rest of all sukkahs, he says. So a person is not mechuyiv to eat this. Here we go. Achila, here it is. Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, excuse me. Achila b'leila yom tev harishon b'sukkah choyva. Eating the first evening of sukkahs is a choyv. He says, "Afilu ochek zayis pas yotzei chavos." As we know, the first night of Sukkis, reading zayis pas in the Sukkah, your yotzei mitzvahs Sukkah. We can't veilich rishus. From this point on, it's a rishus. Rots aleichos uda soyed besukkah. If he wants to eat the Sukkah, he eats the rest of the days. Rots eino eichel kol shiva elapeiros ekloyis chus the Sukkah eichel kedin achilas matzah lepesach. Fascinating Rambam. We know that the shita is that the first night is the chiv. You're supposed to eat in the Sukkah. The rest of the days, you don't have to eat the Sukkah. If one, however, is kaveh suudo, then he is a mechuyev to eat within the sukkah. He has to eat in the sukkah. He's not mechuyev to be kaveh suudo the rest of the days. He can eat all kinds of things that don't warrant the sukkah. But if he decides to eat a meal, he's mechuyev to go back to the sukkah and eat the sukkah in the meal. And he makes a dimyon like achilas matzah bePesach, a strange dimyon. We understand one thing about that dimyon. It's tezvav l'gzeir shavat. We have the zechiyah of the first night to eat the kezayis matzah and to eat the kezayis petecha sukkah. That we understand. But the rest of the days where he seems to indicate that if you have a meal, you've got to eat it in the sukkah, to make that comparison to Pesach seems somewhat strange. The Mefarshim make a period to the Shita Sabal Hamor that says as follows. Bal Hamor says, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of the days of Sukkot. Rest of the days of Pesach. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah b'chlal. However, if one does decide to eat a meal, or pas, he calls it bread, he has an obligation to eat pas shal matzah, and that's his mitzvah. In other words, throughout the rest of Pesach, indeed, there is no chiyuv. Not at all. According to the Goyim, there's no chiyuv either. According to the Goyim, we call it a mitzvah kiyumis. Kiyumis being that when you eat it, that's a nice thing, you've done a mitzvah, wonderful. According to the Rabbi Lamor, it takes one step further, interestingly enough. You're not mechuyiv. But if you decide to eat pas, no different than if you decide to eat a suda kavua, just like by sukkahs, the suda kavua is mechayiv to walk into the sukkah and eat, when you decide to eat pas, that pas has to be matzah. It has to be matzah. The question is that the Rambam says nothing about the din of matzah shmura the rest of the days. So the Rambam takes the position that the cheftza of matzah is only if it's b'shimur and nothing less is matzah. The Rambam indicates to us that the rest of the days one can eat matzah. The Rambam, the beginning of Perek Ches Aloch Aleph, Perek Vav Aloch Aleph in Hilchis Chomets and Matzah, mitzah seim in atoy lecho matzah, b'cholok b'chol zman v'lay tol achilas u b'korban Pesach ala mitzvah f'nei atzma, al p'shar regal achilas matzah reshus, Rotza Eichel Matzah, Rotza Eichel Oyres, etc., etc., etc. He has Rishus. Once he can eat Matzah, he doesn't have to eat Matzah. Now, the Rambam Shita would be that when you're eating, quote-unquote, bread, pas, it's got to be Matzah. And according to what we're saying now, it's got to be Matzah Shmura. The Mashmois, the Rambam, means there's nothing about Matzah Shmura the rest of those days. If indeed we say that the only bread which we considered bread you're allowed to eat on Pesach would be Matzah, and anything less than Matzah Shmura isn't bread to be eaten on Pesach, means, although it's no Yisr Chametz by eating Matzah Shein Shmura, but it's only Matzah Shmura which is considered Matzah, and the Mechayiv of Matzah is, eat Matzah if you eat bread, it would have to be that the Rambam Shita would be, one must eat Matzah Shmura the rest of the days, as indeed the Goyim was makbid to do. That isn't mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam says nothing about Shmura except when it comes to the Leil Achilas Pesach, which is the diet you eat that Ksayin Shal Choyva. Again, so the indication is the Rambam says that the chayva ba'oisa halayla dafka is matzah shmura. The rest of those days, we can take the Rambam in the accordance with the Shita Sabal Amor that when you eat bread, it's got to be matzah, but not matzah shmura. So take the position of the Rambam's understanding of what matzah is that it only is defined the matzah, which is lishma, is somewhat difficult. That's one of this mahalach that we're speaking, that we'll mention.
Rambam does mention the Hilchos.
I'm sorry?
Rambam does mention Hilchos Sukkah about matzah.
Yeah, no question. I'll say the Rambam Shita is that you've got to eat matzah if you eat bread. And it has to be matzah, but not matzah shmura.
So in other words, here... Rambam this Shekel Torah, every time he writes matzah, that's what he means. No?
No, because he makes it a point. He makes it a point that the chzayis, he says later on, it's in the point that chzayis, only chzayis achas, only, he says, let's go this way. He says that if you have the rest, only one chzayis shmura, you can eat the rest of the night, you can eat matzah, stam matzah. Bichol kol matzah, so it clearly indicates eating matzah shein shmur the rest of the meal, which isn't a problem at all. There's no problem with eating matzah shein shmur.
There's no isser eating non-matzah shmur. If you have no other option, there's no bittul asay.
That's already a chiddush attached. You're right.
The only one had no other matzah. It's not us. There's no
bittul.
It's just
not true. That's true. So in other words, it's possible. There's no isser because you need chametz. Bottom line is it's not chametz, that's for sure.
Yeah, the issue but is matzah, but if you have no choice, you're not being allowed to
almost. Okay. So you say that the term matzah always means matzah shmura.
If the Rambam knew the Shtickel Torah, which I assume the Shtickel Torah is totally on the fact that the Rambam knew it when he wrote it, right?
We hope so.
Right. So
you can never know what the Rambam thought, though.
It is quite a lot to say in the Rambam, but it's no more than the Torah itself. It says, Shivas Yom Tapo Matzah, we're saying it means this.
He should have told me that matzah, from the get-go, matzah is matzah shmura. Now, by the way, all the matzah at this point means matzah shmura. He points out shmura when it comes to the achilas kezayis matzah shal mitzvah salayla of erev teichu matzahs. He doesn't say anything besides that. So it's difficult for me to say, although you may be right. Once we define, according to the Shtickle Torah, that you define the word matzah means only that has a lishma. But you're right. I think if the Shtickle Torah, if that's true, I'd rather refute my Shtickle Torah and allow the Rambam have said it himself than me to project this into the Rambam and then have.
That's my choice.
Now, it's interesting because there's, besides everything else, there's a fascinating discussion that Rabbi Chashmul, Rabbi Chber, Rashid and Kamenetz has a whole simon in Gittin about the din of Lishma Matzis. Understandably, it's because of his discussion of Lishma when it comes to Gittin. That's exactly what he's talking about. And he asks two questions, two very powerful questions. There's an argument when it comes to Sukkah. Sukkah Yishonah. What's the halacha? B'Shamah says Sukkah Yishonah is possible. Sukkah Yishonah, an old Sukkah, is possible. B'Shamah says Sukkah Yishonah is not possible. What's Sukkah Yishonah? B'Shamah says, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah Tansa Lecha L'Shem Choyvach. Make the Chag HaSukkah for yourself. Make it L'Shem Choyvach. The Sukkah Boi L'Shmo. Sukkah needs L'Shmo. B'Shamah says, no, you don't need L'Shmo on Sukkah B'Chlal. So you have an argument when it comes to the Asiyas HaSukkah L'Shmo. B'Shamah says the Sukkah has to be made L'Shmo. Yisrael says there's no such thing as making a sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah. The Yerushalmi has a discussion about this argument, and it says like this. They argue that the drasha of tezvav, tezvav, interesting, different drasha. There's a drasha, chavishos, chavishos, a famous drasha where we compare many halachas of sukkah and chagah sukkah and Pesach together. And tezvav, tezvav, the Gzeirah Shava tells us many halachas, like as I mentioned before, the chiyuv to eat a kazayis b'layla rishoyna is from tezvav tezvav. Included the beer is Beis Shammai saying tezvav tezvav tells me that just like there's a din lishma in matzah, there's a din lishma in sukkah as well. That's what he says. And Mesila says no such thing. And the Tzlach asks an obvious question: there isn't even a din lishma when it comes to din of matzah. Shmartav is a matzah. The Yishami seems to reject the notion of having a lishma b'chlal when it comes to the din of matzah, because there's no such thing, you can't make such limudim to tezvav, tezvav. Yet there is a din lishma when it comes to matzah, as we said, ushmateh as a matzah tells us a din lishma b'matzah. That's the kasha that the Tzlach has. There's another interesting question. We mentioned from the beginning that if a person were to make chalos toida for sale, whatever it is they find, they find someone needs a toida, find someone needs matzah, it works. You can make the decision dependent on what you're going to need at the end of the day. That's what the Chazal tell us. We know there's a klal called breiro. Huvra hadova lemafreya, breiro. That means like this, if a person does something and it's dependent on what it is at the end of the day, that is something which questionably works. Do we say breiro, yesh breiro or ein breiro? We pass in la halacha that in the raisa ein breiro, that is to say, and you have something which is mitli totally, it's dependent on what's going to be at the very end, how this thing works itself out. In the din Torah, in the raisa, we say ein breiro, you can't do that. Coming to our case over here, let's just present the question. I'm making matzahs. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to sell these matzahs to one or two people. Someone who may need a carbon toida, or someone who may need matzahs for Pesach. I'm just making these matzahs as I'm making it. And at this point, my kavanah, my intent is one of the two. It's a lishma for matzah or a lishma for toida, one of those two things. And whoever it is that needs it will have it. At the end of the day, no one needs toida, no one had a carbon toida, the matzahs made his own matzahs. Very good, I'll take this home and use it for my Seder. And that seems to be good. That's called Breiro, Yesh Breiro. Huvrar Hadover Lemafreya. We now have a Breiro, we now have a clarification, retroactively, Nunk Pro Tunk, that tells us that this thing is a Matzah Letzorich Lehalayla, Seder Alayla, not Letzorich Toida. That's the question. If you say, Ein Breiro Min HaToira, B'Dayraisa, it shouldn't work. Question. In Chaschinuch, in Mitzvah Yud, poses this question on this Mishnah. Says Rabbi Chber as follows. In the din of Lishma, beautifully says like this. Find Lishma when it comes to Gittin, Korbanos, Sefer Torah, Tefillah and Mezuzahs, and so on and so forth, it's just tzitzis. You find a din called Kavana besides the din of Lishma. The din Kavana, din Lishma. Din Kavana is one thing, and the din Lishma is another thing. It says Kavana means your intent when you're doing the Maizah Mitzvah. What is your intent? The Moshe, Mitzvah Tzricha is Kavana. The din of Mitzvah Tzricha is Kavana, Zaloch, they say this Tzricha is Kavana. I do need, I don't need this. It's mitzvah tzrichas kavon is an issue. But that's not lishma. The man says, all mitzvah tzrichas kavon. That when you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. You know you're doing this as an act of mitzvah. You're not being blown shofi or shalei l'shem mitzvah. You're doing this thing l'shem shal mitzvah. And you have something which is called Lishma. Ibud Ha'iris is Lishma. I'm doing the Shem Shal Mitzvah, and I'm being Ma'abed as Ha'iris. I'm working these Ha'iris out to make these Ha'iris into something which is, which have in themselves, that has a pshat, that this thing is a Tzarech HaDover. He says, he shows you back and forth, he wants to have the following Chiddush. V'inei nir eloi medachdin, shimu l'shei matzah, yafinu mikrod l'shmatem esamatzahs, ein zeh rak, din kavon, it's not a locha of Lishma. It doesn't work as Lishma, you're implanting or doing things to the Chayfetz. You're changing the status of this piece of paper called a get. You're changing the status of this or called Sefer Torah. None of the above. He says, lo yidin l'matzah boi asir l'shmo, l'davi din kavon l'shem ma'akev. The din kavona shal mitzvah, which is ma'akev, says Rabbi Chochma. V'dom yach din kavona k'may din kavona de'be'alma v'siyas mitzvahs. Mitzvahs need kavonas. So in the halacha of kavonas, if you have a mitzvah in general, you have every mitzvah according to one of them needs kavona. You know what you're doing. You're intent on doing it. You know what you're doing. V'och chit shatari mikrod u'shmatim v'samatzois v'cheifetz ha-mitzvah de'boi kavona de'shim v'shem matzah le'havi din v'chal asiyah. It's not what the asiyah is. It doesn't describe or define the chefetz shal matzah at all. So Rabbi Chochma's position is very clear. There is no such thing as defining what the matzah is or what the matzah is not. It has no shaykhes to the descriptive of the matzah. We're talking about what the person thinks when he does this. My intent is as follows. Says a chiddush gadol. In the din of breira, for example, din of breira, he says there's a question of whether or not it's going to become this or that. That's the problem of breira. What did I make here? What did I describe here? Have I now redefined the gezayis shel matzah being a gezayis shel matzah? Or redefine this thing as not being exactly matzah. Matzah is toida, matzah is mitzvah. That's the question here. That's a question of breira. However, in intent, in kavana, I could have multiple kavanas. It's not a problem. My kavana is all there. I haven't defined or redefined my kavana. My intent is to do this, my mitzvah. That's not a problem. Rabbi Chochma now changes the entire scope of a shmarta b'sa matzah. When you sit down to the kazayis matzah, you're no longer eating something which has been redefined by the lishma. But you know that the people making it had an intent to do the mitzvah when they made it. That's all it is. But the matzah hasn't changed at all. So the two sugyas is a din called lishma and a din called kavana. Lishma is something we use in describing what your intent has done to change the chayfetz itself. This is called a chayfetz shenichtav lishma. It's called or shenichtav lishma. It's called matzah. It's called, excuse me, get shenichtav l'shemish or whatever it should be. Masha'enke, we're talking about the asiyah. We speak about a matzah, which is shmatzah. A matzah is it's not more than when this person made the matzah, he knew he was making mitzvah matzah. The Torah usually says that won't be ma'akev in the matzah. The matzah remains matzah. It's in nothing doing. This is the halach. The Torah is mechadish that there's a kavonas asiyas a mitzvah, and the intent to do the mitzvah has to be present at the time that the matzah is being baked. That kind of kizayis matzah is supposed to be eaten. So he takes resolves both questions. Beishamei beisila. When it comes to the sugar, talking about lishma. And indeed, Beis Hillel disagrees with Shabbos, says there is no din lishma in matzah, nothing. Ushmartem es ha-matzah is a loch of kiavona, of intent. Masha'enkein, according to the Masha'enkein, that's the death, there's no question at all. So to the Minchas Chinuch's question of Breira and Ein Breira, says the Baruch Ber, there's no problem of Yesh Breira and Ein Breira here at all. After all, we have the right to say that there's a that when it comes to kiavona, the kiavona is present. So again, we're taking from the Baruch Ber, a totally different approach to Ushmartem es ha-matzah is, and he's telling us that there's no such halacha as the matzah being redefined or being told what the matzah is because of the lishma aspect shabbat. However, it doesn't help us with the understanding of what the machlokes of the Rambam and Rashi is in the first original question. That is to say, we now understand it's easier for us to understand Rashi because kavanas matzah and kavanas toida, matzah's mitzvah, matzah's toida are both kavanah. That's no problem. You can think them both. It isn't an issue. The Rambam ever tells us otherwise. He says if a person has, as we said before, the intent of making both matzah shal mitzvah and matzah shal toideh, it wouldn't work. This is something which is a challenge to Rebbe Chochma. Because if it comes to kavana, kivun, and not something which defines the matzah, so it makes no sense. The kavana is ha-mitzvah, kavana says it could be both. Just like it could be both in the halach of yesh breira and ein breira, it could be both simultaneously. The Rambam clearly says, u'shmartem es ha-matzah, you should have intent. The kavonas ha-matzah l'shei mitzvah bilvad, as the Rambam language is, l'yutzer as toida, it doesn't work. So this is somewhat of a problem, and we still have to resolve what the machlokes Rambam and Rashi is in the sugi here. Take just for a moment another gemara. I see I'm running up against the clock. How much time? Don't say that. Okay. Try to be brief as well as we can over here. This Gemara, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara that deals with the chita, sa'arim and chita that were harvested, the kernels of grain, very often when they were harvested, they came with a lot of, as we know, a lot of dirt, a lot of things there. There's something called lesisa. Lesisa was a process where they washed the grains. Now, there's certain grains that are split and more susceptible to get moist and therefore burst and become chametzdik. And there are other grains that are less susceptible to that. You can really wash the grains, it doesn't become chametz. The process doesn't start, as far as chametz is concerned, until later on. The Gemara indicates that there's a maila to lesisa. It's called pas nekiya. The better you do, the better job you do with washing the grains, the better off the cleaner the matzah will be, as opposed to all the sediments and the dirt that comes along with the grains. There's a give and take, whether it's iser, mitzvah, or iser, chiyuv, iser, mitzvah, but the Gemara has a whole bunch of opinions here. And the Gemara tells us like this. Hoder Amar Rav, Rav said the following statement. Mitzvah l'lasais. There's a mitzvah to make lasiso. Wash those grains. It's talking about chita, shenema, u'shmartem es ha-matzais. U'shmartem es ha-matzais. Watch, guard those matzais. E loy de boy lasiso shimur lamai. E shimur delisha, shimur delisha lav shimuru. Dom Rav Huna, b'teik ha-shalach, etc., etc., so on. Not going to go through this. Gemara, very briefly, the Gemara says, u'shmartem es ha-matzais is something which tells us, put the grains, put these kernels of wheat through a process where there's a possibility of becoming mechumatz, and make sure it doesn't. Which Maritav Zamatzis almost says, put yourself into a situation which seems to be problematic, and make sure it doesn't. And the adifus, the maila, there would be because of the maila of pasnikia. But it seems to indicate that there's a reason to go through this. And then Farshim explained, kivan shemutar mitzvah. See, there's something which would be motivated. If it's awesome because you've taken something, you've compromised the chimutz of the kernel, obviously you can't do that. But once it becomes muti, which is not, you're not compromising the integrity of this not being chametz, this kernel. So if that's the case, it's doable. Says that Rav, it's better to do because of Shmartim es ha-matzis. Now, in the Shmartim es ha-matzis here, we have a machlokes, the Ramban, and the Tosfos Rosh, in what exactly that's supposed to mean. Ramban seems to say a chilish godel, and he says, Shima lekat mitchila v'na mebo'ino kiva shekein lemitzvah bo'e lesisa kidei sheikai bem yoyser mitzvah sushmartem. You have to have more mitzvah sushmartem. If you can make it a sefes in the mitzvah sayi v'shmartem, where you're doing more shmira, which is an interesting musig. Put it through something. And again, the maila is once it's mutter. They say very clearly, we do nothing of the sort if we have an issue over here of something which obviously compromises the chita. But if it doesn't compromise the chita, now the question becomes, it has the maila passed the kia, put it through, and you'll be mekayim yoyser shmira by making sure it doesn't become chametz. Like, I don't suggest anyone to do this, to try this trick out, but the maisa, Chazal tell us here, according to Rav, at this tzad, it's something which is, it's called mitzvah shimur yoyser. Tosfos Rosh, however, says something different. Hoda Maravah Mitzvah Lelas is Pirush Mishum the din of Hider Mitzvah Kedei Lecho Pas Nekir Tuchsi Veshmartem Es Hamatzis Klaimish Ezira Torish Keshetavi Lachita Ledechach Shetei Tzuri Chashimur Sheyovi Aleho Mayim Oysa Shot Tishmen Lashem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. And if word for the fact the boy Lassisa Klaimish Ekpina Torah Lelas is from Hider Mitzvah The Rosh totally walks away from the Ramban's kumvasei shmirah shalaytachmitz, put it into a situation where it's somewhat compromised, and afterwards make sure it doesn't become chametz. Rather, he says the taichet is the halacha, the whole mechayiv is only pasnikia. And he says that the pasuk has to mean that it means only shimur the mitzvah, which is al korchel mitzvah lasim shabidah mitzvah. Doesn't make any sense, he says, to say the Rabban. It does not mean to say that there's an issue of making sure you keep your mekayim v'shmartem zamatzis by making it something which could become nischametz and don't let it happen. There's no such thing. Doesn't make sense. L'sisa l'shimur l'shimur doesn't make any sense. The Torah says make lisa. Elamai, it does mean that. It means better to make lisa, which matzah is make very good matzahs, that's all it means. And that includes lasisa once lasisa is doable, mafarti. But there's no such thing of watching it not come l'day chimutz. There's another interesting machlokes, the Rosh and Rabban here, without being marked in this baby kitzer. The Rosh indicates that the halacha of shimur starts only from the point that the water touches the kernels. Rabban says zechir shmir even beforehand. There's a famous machlokes rishonim shas ktsira to avoid the situ that water doesn't come in the kernels b'chlal. And again, we're not going to go through this at length. This is a huge machlokes apoyskim shimur mishas ktsira. What point does shimur start? But I want to do again without going through the all the steps to get there. But let's propose the following possibility at the Def Nafkimidi in the halacha of Ushmartim Samatzis. Again, Ushmartim Samatzis, watch those matzis and make sure those matzis are done l'shem matzah. We know that a matzah is a piece of unleavened bread, that's what it means. Now, it's strange, it's unleavened. You're talking about this in the negative. It's a piece of something which is not chametz. There are two ways of approaching this. You can understand this as saying there's a chiyuv to be sure to make matzah. Matzah, by its definition, is defined by something which is not chametz. That's what matzah is. But what you're doing here, although you're careful as to what doesn't happen to this piece of this dough, but you're content, your kavanah is kulei matzah. I want to make this matzah. That's what you're doing. So when you make the matzah, you're making matzah, which means to avoid at all costs, make sure it doesn't become mechumotz. But the intent is matzah. There's no way of approaching this. Make matzah. That is to say, make sure this doesn't become chametz. If you're talking about a kavanah which is in the negative, you're being mechavin that this thing, whatever I'm making the dough, which could become chametz, should not become chametz. And that's your intent from beginning to end. Understandably, dough which doesn't become chametz is called matzah. That's true. But there's a totally different approach. We won't take the Rabbah Be'er's approach of saying it's kavanah. Indeed, it's a lishma. But once we have these two approaches, we understand there's a basic distinction between the two lishmas. The lishma of not chimutz is not a question of what the matzah is becoming. The lishma of not chimutz is a question of how the matzah by default becomes. In other words, what exactly is matzah? Something which isn't chametz. So your intent has to be, don't let this become chametz. I want to make sure that this becomes matzah. So I can think about both terms are the same. Practically speaking, a person, I want this to be matzah. And I can't allow it to become chumitz because I want it to be matzah. But the ushmartem es hamatzah, as we understand, loshnu shmir, for example, Chazal tell us, loshnu shomer is loisase, what you shouldn't be doing. Ushmartem, be careful, don't allow the matzahs to become a chumitz. That's what you're doing. But the two sides to that kavanah, there's the kavanah side which says the taiches, it should become a chumitz, it should be matzah, and matzah being matzah is not mechumitz, or it means don't allow this piece of dough become chumitz. And it will be default be matzah. That's what it is. I want to understand that the Ramban holds that there's something called making matzah. Something called making matzah. And I can make matzah from the very get-go. I cut this chita. I am making this chita into matzah. And that means I can't allow anything to happen to this thing which will compromise that matzah. I can't allow this to become wet mishas ksir either because it compromises the matzah. I can't deal with chimutz as long as the process hasn't begun. When the Ramban tells me that there's a din shmira from the very beginning, from the get-go, from the ktsira, it means because you're making chita l'shem matzah. That's what you're doing. From the very beginning, matzah, matzah, all the way through, I'm cutting this for matzah. I'm doing this for matzah. Everything is l'shem matzah. According to the Rosh, pshat in the din shmartem es hamatzah is don't allow it to become chametz. That's what it is. And the Rosh understands that process only starts in the point that you have the dough there. Where you have the process started, when it's wet and it becomes possible to become chametz. Now you say don't no chametz, no chametz, no chametz. That's what you're doing. Till that point, you can't speak about no chametz. You can't be mechav in the shape. You can't be mechav in shalei chametz. Kol zman doesn't pass the pas chimutz. I can't speak about I chimutz. Kol zman there's no such thing as chimutz. When it starts chimutz, now there's a chiv. Ushmartem es hamatzis. Make sure that chimutz doesn't happen. To say that something, I can speak about anything in the world, Clolius, in Kumbas, say, I can say, I want this chita l'shem matzah. What the chita l'shem matzah means, the taitch is, it should be a matzah. This chita is going to become a matzah. So anything from this point on is mechayiv me to be shoyim ha'adov v'shaloi shiyov l'day matzah. Ma she'enken i'chimutz, the whole kavonah is i'chimutz, it's easier to understand that when you start the process of chimutz, you have an i'chimutz kavonah. That would be pshat over there, not machlok. You saw what the Rambans yoiser kavanu shmartem. It's possible to say there's a shmiro l'shem yoiser. What are you doing? I'm making matzah. So the man understands, make this wet, and now make the matzah. Shmartem as a matzah, you're making more matzah by the fact, more shomer, more matzah. Make it more matzah. Ichimot, it's the exact same thing, it's negative, it's no difference. No such thing as a machayv, says the Rosh, making it something which is chimot. You have a klolis to kechimot, but no chimot. But to make something, yoiser meshumul atzorich, what is that supposed to mean? It doesn't mean anything to say yoiser meshumul atzorich. Ichimot is ichimot. There's no such thing as tesefis, there's no such thing as adding in the negativity. What I want to have is like this. The Rambam and Rashi disagree with the same point as well. There's an interesting Rashi. Rashi, Daf, when he speaks about this Chiyuv, this question how you translate this Rashi. Kol Shimur, Shmartem is a Matzah. He says, Ovid lo Shmir lo Shem Matzah. Kol Shimur, Sha'ato, Meshamro, Shletachmet, His Kavin lo Shem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. I can read this with a pause or without the pause. Let me explain. Kol Shimur, Sha'ato, Meshamro, Shletachmet, pause. The Shimur of I Chimutz, His Kavin lo Shem Matzah Shal Mitzvah, positive think Matzah Shal Mitzvah. That means I'm thinking Matzah, Matzah, Matzah. And the way that's done is ichimutz, ichimutz, ichimutz by default. Or read it without the pause and say, Kol shima shata meshamash letachmitz is kav l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. The kavone is letachmitz, and the letachmitz is l'shtarich matzah shal mitzvah. Not the kavone, the kumbah says, think l'shtarich matzah. Your kavone, your intent is letachmitz, letachmitz, letachmitz. In Rashi Shita, that's the case. In ichimutz, I'm not doing anything. It's ichimutz l'shtarich matzah. True. I'm not defining the matzah for what it is. It's all ichimutz for one of two purposes. Matzah shal mitzvah, matzah shal toida. If I have the ichimutz of both, then in other words, I'm not defining what the matzah is. Right? I'm stressing that. The matzah is not defined by this. It's a question of what your process is as you're making it. Endlich to Rebbe Chaim. Look, similar to Rebbe Chaim's words that he says, it's kavanah. But I want to call this kavanah, which is a lishma, which doesn't happen to make, does no bearing on the matzah. I'm going to still go back to know the matzah hasn't changed. It's a question of not having become chametz l'tzarich zeh or zeh. Those two kavanas will not change. One sec. Won't change the mitzvahs of the matzah. According to the Shitas HaRambam, however, we say that the kavanah is the shem matzah. There is the kavanah of the shem matzah. Ushmartem is a matzah means making it into a matzah. The ichimutz is making it into a matzah. Clearly, not like a bochber. Clearly, in the halach, you're talking about the din lishma. We still have the yeshuv to be yashuv, the tzlach tzkash of lishma. I can still be miyashiv as follows. In other words, even in the Rambam itself, I hear a dikonus. There's two things. There's called a matzah, which is a matzah, and there's a default of yichimutz. There's a matzah, the shmoshal matzah. When the drosha, and they say tezvav, which is being rejected by Beisila, that means there's no din of the shmoshal matzah, the poil, when it comes to making matzah that you have, shall order, shall ibud, shall get, and so on and so forth that you have. That doesn't exist. Even the din matzah according to the Rambam is also not more than a matzah means ish ichimutz. That's a different kavanah completely, but it's matzah ichimutz. You're talking making it to a matzah. So as far as the question of breira, that remains to be resolved. That's a problem. There are many other answers to that question. But that's a shaila, because you are indeed making matzah out of this. You're making this into a cheftzah shal matzah. And you're doing that inevitably. By thinking that make this dough should not become chametz, you are creating a cheftzah shal matzah. If that's the case, that's something which, understandably, you need, the question of breira is there. You can't make one of two. You can't make either toida or either matzah. That needs an explanation. But we're talking about the kavanah of thinking matzah l'chud and not toida. That makes a lot of sense. Because in defining what this matzah is, says the Rambam, "Ushmartem es ha-matzah," means make a matzah shal mitzvah. And as long as you introduce into that kavanah a matzah she'ena shal mitzvah, a matzah shal toidah shal nazir, you've not indeed not made this into a matzah shal mitzvah. That's a problem according to the Rambam. If it's ichimutz, the kavanah is it shouldn't become chametz letzorich eiza matzah. So the fact that it shouldn't become chametz letzorich matzah shal mitzvah, although it shouldn't become chametz to something else, that's not defining what the matzah is. It's how you've made the matzah. That's all I need. As long as there's a kavanah ichimutz letzorich matzah shal mitzvah, you have a key with the matzah shal alayla. Chakosh of a sameya. Go ahead. Go ahead, argue.
I'm saying the Rambam holds like the Balmer of it.